From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The Food and Drug Administration and the USDA will host a joint public meeting next month to address concerns about cell-cultured meat or lab-grown meat. AgWeb.com reports the meeting announced last week by Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue and FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb will focus on potential hazards, oversight considerations, and labeling of cell-cultured food products derived from livestock and poultry. The move to include USDA in the discussions is welcome by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. As consumers demand healthier, more low-calorie products but are unwilling to sacrifice taste, dairy farmers and food scientists may have the answer. A North Carolina State University study has tested new methods of reducing sugar content in dairy products. According to AgWeb.com, all milk, including fat-free and flavored, provide the same essential nutrients. While flavored milk does contain added sugar, many leading health and nutrition organizations agreed flavored milk is a positive trade-off for soft drinks. Over the next 6 years, dozens of EPA exemptions for small refineries could steal 4.6 billion gallons of domestic ethanol demand, resulting in nearly 20 billion in potential lost sales. That's according to a recent analysis by the University of Missouri Food and Agriculture Policy Research Institute. The Renewable Fuel Association says the analysis demonstrates the need for EPA to prospectively reallocate small refiner exemptions to larger refiners to ensure statutory RFS volumes are maintained. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.